Ivory Adahar couldn't sleep early Tuesday morning. Months ago, she had submitted two names in a competition to name a star and exoplanet for the United States. She tuned in to a press conference broadcasting from Paris, France, where the International Astronomical Union announced the winners.
I was shocked. I was very excited. I broke down and cried, and I was very honored.
Adahar is a member of the Chogyong tribe. She grew up in Dillingham. Now, she lives in North Carolina, working as a dental assistant, and returns to Bristol Bay to commercial fish for salmon with her father each summer. At Tuesday's press conference, the International Astronomical Union showcased 13 of the 114 countries around the world that participated in the contest. The U.S. was one of them.
The United States has names of rivers associated with the Bristol Bay watershed in Alaska, which is famous for the wild salmon, which sustained the local indigenous communities. The star is Nushagak, which is a regional river near Dillingham, Alaska, and the exoplanet is Mulchatna, a tributary of the Nushagak River.
Soon after the announcement, Adahar phoned her family in Dillingham around 2 a.m. with the news.
The first thing I thought about was my grandma and my kids, you know, my parents and my ancestors, you know, and all my friends and family who enjoy and live this way of life out there, subsistence fishing and commercial. And it's just, man, what a cool thing for us to have this legacy for our culture and our heritage.
Around 900 names were submitted for the contest, and a little over 2,600 votes were cast. Nushagak and Mulchatna received a little more than a quarter of the votes, just edging out Yellowstone and Old Faithful. In third place was Cherokee and Sequoia, receiving 10% of the vote. Derek Pitts is the chief astronomer at the Franklin Institute Science Museum. He served as a member of the IAU's U.S. exoplanet naming team. Pitts and the team were happy with the results.
It's a really cool thing to be able to have the opportunity to be connected with the universe in this way, both for Dillingham, but especially for Ivory, you know, for her family and her effort to want to recognize the significance of the two rivers in the region and what it does for the people there.
For names to be eligible, they had to be of long-standing cultural, historical, and geographical significance. They also had to be broad enough to inspire names for additional objects discovered in the exoplanet system. Ivory Adahar took this into consideration when choosing the rivers.
And I came up with a bunch of different names, but Nushagak and Mulchatna were, you know, obviously my first choice. And I was like, you know, that'd be cool to have cool names like Chivak and Aleknagik, also names of the different types of salmon. And all the resources that we have there could also reflect, you know, what they could find out there in space.
The newly named star and exoplanet are 255 light years away. In Dillingham, I'm Tyler Thompson.